From Appleton, Wisconsin, this is the Anderson Penns Podcast.
Welcome to Anderson Penns Podcast, episode 438 for Cinco de Mayo 2022.
This week, besides Steph, we have banter, news, updates, my ink of the week, a new Van Gogh from Visconti, two new items from Retro 51, new ink bottles from Visconti, a new book holder from Esterbrook, a contest winner, a new contest, plus new and very cool rollerballs from Y Studio that are debuting today. I'm supposed to say, hey, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Yes, Steph.
Did you hear the one about the... Oh, no. Oh, dear.
Keep going.
Did you hear about the gardener who sat on his fountain pen?
The gardener who sat on his fountain pen? I haven't heard that one.
Nipped that in the butt.
Ooh. Okay. That's funny, actually. I have one for you. Let's see. Where do mansplainers get their water?
I don't know.
From a well, actually. And I should tell you that mansplaining is just it's a short for man explaining.
Oh, is that so?
Did that work? Did that work?
Yes. Okay. Thank you for enlightening me.
Steph.
Eric.
So good to have you here. This is, to the best of my knowledge, the very first Anderson Penns podcast. You can look at the camera. Without an Anderson.
Not even one.
Not even one. They're not even in the state.
It's true.
They're way south of here. We could probably do whatever we want.
Oh, what should we talk about?
I should have planned that in advance, though. I have everything we're going to talk about here. And it's just going to be a standard Anderson Penns podcast, but with Steph and with Eric. It's very nice to have you here. It's been quite a while since you've been on a podcast.
It has been a while.
In fact, you've never done one here in the store.
No, not since you guys changed format. I think I sword fought Lisa once.
Yes.
Heard a lot of Brian jokes, but... Yeah.
And now you're here giving your own jokes. How do you like that? Oh. The location bumper this week you haven't seen yet. I haven't seen yet. But I know what it is. It's right down the street. It's the next block. Antojitos Mexicanos, which is a little Mexican kitchen and cantina. You are very familiar with this place. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
Just about to say never heard of it, but you know I'm lying.
They have great tasting... Mexican food and tasty margaritas. I had mojitos last time I was there, which happened to be with you.
Raspberry mojitos.
Last Saturday. Mm-hmm. I had raspberry because they didn't have the strawberry.
But
of course, I had to have a location bumper for Antojitos because today
is Cinco de Mayo.
Do you know what Cinco de Mayo is? You read my notes, so you should.
That's when they put a jar of mayonnaise... And instead of floating, it sank.
Cinco de Mayo, right. Yes.
Yes.
That's the one. That's the
Nailed
one.
It.
It commemorates a small Mexican army defeating the French army in Puebla. Puebla city in the state of Puebla in Mexico. Mm-hmm. It is not Mexico's Independence Day and really doesn't get a lot of attention itself in Mexico.
It's just the rest of the world.
Unless you're in Puebla. I'm not even sure it's the rest of the world.
Is it just us?
It's more popular in the United States than in Mexico.
Hmm.
And this is because nationwide popularity for Cinco de Mayo began to increase in the 80s because of advertising campaigns by beer, wine, and tequila companies. Today, Cinco de Mayo generates beer sales on par with Super Bowl.
Interesting.
This is how much we want to drink beer.
Today I learned. Not that everybody wants to drink beer.
It's not that they don't know what Cinco de Mayo is in Mexico. Everybody knows what Cinco de Mayo is. And in any city, there's a street called Cinco de Mayo. But the celebrations for it, little parades that will happen in Puebla, because it really happened in Puebla. Or in all of the United States, apparently.
Huh.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to find something to drink tonight.
Well.
Antojitos Mexicanos. I made a reservation.
Fabulous.
May. This is the month of May. This is our first podcast in the month of May. And May, did you know this? It's National Bike Month. National Bike Month, promoted by the League of American Bicyclists and celebrated in communities from coast to coast, established in 1956, National Bike Month is a chance to showcase the many benefits of bicycling and encourage more folks to give biking a try. I understand you have a bicycle.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice bicycle. I like your bicycle.
Just adopted it. Only gotten to break it out a few times. It's still kind of cold, but it's so much fun.
I am a little disappointed in the weather.
Yeah.
Because it is not yet spring, really. It's no longer winter, but it's not yet spring.
I have been continuing to place orders for warmer weather, They seem to be back-ordered.
Those orders, you should call them, have it escalated.
Absolutely.
Bike to Work Week is May 16th to 22nd, and Bike to Work Day is Friday, May 20th, and that's a Friday. We don't usually come to the store on Friday, but we probably should.
That's true.
Bike to Work. We can do that.
Yeah, we can bike there.
May 20th, Justin's going to be on vacation. He won't even miss us. Won't even miss us.
Well, it'd be a long bike for him anyways.
Yeah, he's a little further away than we are. Speaking of YouTube, which we weren't, but we are now. Last Friday, you debuted as Mr. Paper with your Lamy notebooks.
Sure did.
And I don't have it with me. It's way over there, but I stole that Lamy notebook
used
in that because I wanted to try it for myself, and it's really good in paper.
Well, would you look at that?
I
didn't know I was a trendsetter.
I didn't know. Very good paper, which surprised me. It shouldn't have because it's Lamy, but I'm familiar with Lamy's pens and their inks, and, you know, I love their pens. They did it right. They did it right, and that's what you basically said.
It's fountain pen friendly. It's delightful to use.
A very good job. Mm-hmm. Very good job, and thank you for doing Mr. Paper.
My pleasure.
Last Sunday on YouTube, we posted Anderson Penn's Sunday Brunch Menu 5, Brian showed me and the audience how to pull a nib and feed, and that was fun. I'm sure you didn't watch that. Tomorrow...
It's because you guys weren't eating any hash browns.
No hash browns. No Eggs Benedict. No nothing. Tomorrow, Friday, we're going to post Eric's top 5 under 100 that you helped me make.
Yes, that's right.
Not so very long ago, as a matter of fact.
That's right. Rumor has it someone is an exceptional guesser.
I heard that rumor. I was a witness to it. And this coming Sunday, another Anderson Penn Sunday Brunch, this time Menu 6, where Brian's going to show all of us how to identify vintage Esterbrooks.
Oh, goodness, I will have to watch that.
I thought this was going to be how to identify an S, an SJ, and an LJ, but he also...
There are more?
Yes, he said H and H, and he's got all kinds of them.
Ooh.
Of course, he actually has them, so he can show us.
Yeah, he knows all the things.
We won't just
Esterbrook.
Be looking at pictures in a book to say, okay, if I ever see that, I'll know what it is. He's actually going to show us. I have not let you see this ink, although I can see that you have line of sight.
Well, I just snuck a peek, but I can look away if you want.
My ink of the week for this week was Sailor 50 States, Wisconsin. Had to be Wisconsin because we are in the state of Wisconsin.
I have been waiting for this ink to come out for such a long time.
And here it is.
It does not disappoint.
It does not.
Look at that. It's a dual shader.
Well, only on the handprint. I was going to say that the handprint... I had it. The handprint is quite different from the swab. There's a swab. There's a handprint.
You've got so much more blue. Interesting.
It's very interesting.
I can still see a little bit of the blue in that writing, but you get it's much warmer.
It's supposed to look like the state flower, the wood vine.
The wood violet.
Wood violet. Wood vine violet. Wood violet.
Vinyl wood violet.
I have never seen this. Does it look like that? Do you even know what it looks like?
Not sure. I was like,
nobody
I see them
sure
all the time,
like.
And then I looked it up, and those were not wood
those
violets,
were not they.
So I don't know.
I call it an easy-to-look-at violet, which is really a lightish bluish purple, which I believe I stole from you. Because you like to do that ish-ish, and then get it.
Lightish, bluish, purplish, inkish.
Not surprisingly, there was no show-through, because it's kind of light, and that probably depends on your paper.
Yeah.
Good flow, no feathering cleanup. I'm calling it an 8. Because it was a little difficult to get off your hand.
An 8 out of what?
Oh, you weren't there. a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most difficult. I've had a 9, this is an 8. Took 2 really good scrubbings, and I mean with the lava soap and my
brush. Are you
still
purple?
No, that's from something else. We're currently available in 20 milliliter bottles, the cute little ice cube bottles. We will have samples eventually. We may have them by the time.
Well, that does have the state of Wisconsin on it.
It does have the state of Wisconsin on it.
The
samples,
favorite one.
When they're available, will be 3 milliliters, and they might be available by the time this airs.
What did the fisherman say to the magician? Pick a card, any card.
Something just came in, Steph. Came in. I'm going to say it came in yesterday. We are seeing it for the first time. I have a fountain pen, a rollerball, and a ballpoint. Fountain pen, rollerball, ballpoint, that's what you have too. What are you calling this? It's a Visconti. It's
Van
Gogh.
An Oiron?
Oiron. We will call it an Oiron. I'm not sure which one I have here. I have the fountain pen. And like all Van Goghs, it is gorgeous.
Yes.
I do not yet own a Van Gogh.
No, they are tempting though.
The colors are just beautiful. Why don't you tell us everything you know about these pens?
All right. Well, The art of writing by hand has been brought to life with the Visconti Van Gogh Impressionist Collection, with pen designs inspired by paintings from one of the world's most acclaimed artists. Each pen reflects the emotion and techniques of Van Gogh's most famous paintings. The Visconti Van Gogh fountain pen in Oiran is inspired by the Van Gogh painting, Japoniserie. Getting French here.
Sure, why not?
Oiran.
Oiran.
Mm-hmm. So, Japanese array, Oiran. And that features flowing blue, purple, red, and green hues on an 18-sided faceted resin body with vermeil trim, with no two pen patterns exactly the same. I do love that about these pens. The Van Gogh fountain pen offers a smooth writing steel nib available in fine, medium, or broad, and uses the Visconti magnetic cap system to close the pen. The elongated clip has a spring at the cap end to help the pen slide easily into your shirt pocket or pen case. I have no shirt pocket to try it out on.
I don't either.
Oh. And a converter has been included. Short standard international cartridges will fit as well, and the packaging includes a matching bottle of ink in deep, rich purple.
Don't have the packaging, but they do come with a little cube ink, a little square bottle of an ink that matches the pen.
Yes, and this one is really nice. It's like a nice eggplant purple. I think it's the darkest of the Van Gogh series of inks so far.
Do you know that I don't own a rollerball? And every time I pick one up here on the podcast and write with it, I go, such a smooth writer.
It is so smooth.
They're so smooth. I don't know why I don't have one. I have plenty of ballpoints. But that's because I say everybody needs at least one ballpoint. And I have gone, I've taken that to extremes. I have too many. You can never have too many. But I don't have a, wait, I have a Retro 51. Is that not a rollerball?
Yes, that is a capless rollerball. I was trying to think about it myself. Capless, yeah, I don't think I own any rollerballs with caps on them either. But I do own.
One of these days.
They're so pretty.
The problem with them is that they are all very pretty. They used his palette for each pen from a specific painting. And, of course, he got the colors right. So by using those colors, they got the pen colors right.
They did. And I love that these colors, they've mixed so many different colors together, but then kept them all distinct as well. So it really looks like an artist's palette. It's like they just picked his palette up off after he finished the painting and turned it into a pen.
And you mentioned that they're faceted. And they are faceted. You can see the facets. Something about a faceted pen makes it more interesting in your hand. It's more tactile.
Yeah, it catches the light at so many different angles, I think. It's like sort of a sparkly effect, but
sort of
not sparkly.
Sparkly, not sparkly. Mm-hmm. Moving right along, I just mentioned Retro 51, and
yes,
we've got two new ones right here. Mm-hmm. I have got they're both the Met.
Yes.
So they're,
I assume, based off of pieces of art that are on display
in
the Met.
The Met, which would be the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. This is the Elsie Tiffany Favrille.
Okay.
Favrille, I don't know. And you have the William Morris Blackthorn.
So pretty.
The Tiffany, the Retro 51 Tiffany Favrille rollerball features various shades of pink, blue, and light green that recall an iridescent Favrille glass vase with a peacock feather motif produced by the Tiffany Glass and Decorating Company.
Interesting.
Yeah, shimmering metallic colors are accented by chrome accents. This is a collaboration with the Metropolitan Museum of Art. The top ring is engraved with the Met logo and a serial number. The tube packaging, of course, has matching graphics. Tell me all about that Blackthorn you have, which for some reason I am drawn to.
Isn't it nice?
It's gorgeous.
I think there was a Hobonichi case that was based off of the same work of art.
Yes, that does sound familiar.
Yeah, I thought it was striking then too. So this Retro 51 William Morris Blackthorn features a navy blue background with a pattern of flowers and plants based on a design by textile artist William Morris during the arts and crafts movement in the 19th century. And it's accented by a polished brass trim, of course. That looks really nice with that navy blue. And the top ring still has that Met logo and a serial number. And then the same design that's on the barrel of the pen is on the tube, which you can absolutely just leave open on your desk as a pen stand.
Yes, yes. I like how your wording was, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to find it, accented. Where is your accent? Features a navy blue background, flowers, plants, base, design, textile. Design is accented by polished brass trim, and mine was accented by chrome accents.
Oh, it's accented by accents, you say.
It seemed redundant. But I think that's a good Mother's Day gift, which is, well, it's this Saturday at this point. Would have been a good Mother's Day.
It's getting down to the wire. Yeah. You better come into the store.
Come into the store. Mm-hmm. And it does say the Met up there.
It does. It does.
Yeah.
I wonder, would my mom prefer this one or would she prefer the Paisley? Decisions, decisions.
The Paisley's gone, so get her that one.
Oh, all right. Good.
There you go.
Decision making.
That is, yes, I like that one more than the Paisley.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really pretty.
I have something else new.
Oh, do you know?
Have you ever seen anything like that?
Hey, I have one
too. Do you even know what that is? You know what that is. These are the new Visconti ink bottles. And you picked one up and said immediately, it's very...
ergonomic.
Ergonomic, yes. Because it's easy to grab this and just open it.
Yeah, I...
And they're not going to tip over either.
Certainly not. I think that is one area where this is a really nice design improvement.
Well, they're much more practical. If you remember the old bottles, and I happen to have one here, they're very interesting.
They're beautiful.
And pretty and artistic, but they're tippy that, like you can't believe.
That bottom does terrify me a little bit.
Yes, they're tippy.
Although I didn't notice until we had them all together in one spot that this new design is almost like a deconstruction of that old design. They've kept the sort of concave edges and... just taking a lot of lines
maybe,
out, simplified
maybe that's
things.
On purpose. Maybe that's on purpose.
Yeah, I think.
I would turn this upside down, but I just loosened the cap, so I'm not going to do that.
Don't do that.
The new bottles hold 50 milliliters of ink. All the ink is the same. The ink has not changed. Mm-hmm. But they've renamed Burgundy to red for some reason.
They did?
Yes.
Interesting.
Don't know why, but we got that straight from the horse's mouth, whoever's horse that is, that none of the formulas have changed. The ink remains the same. The red ink is burgundy. Which one do you have there? Brown?
This is brown, or sepia, rather.
Speaking of the old ones, we do have some of these. Very few
just
of
a
the
couple
old
left.
Ones.
I do think you get more milliliters of ink per,
you
per
get,
dollar
These are
here.
60s, I think.
Yeah.
And these are 50s. Mm-hmm. So these hold a little more ink. When these are gone, they are gone. And how much are these? 20?
Seven? Wait.
Don't remember how much. $17.50? Don't quote us on the price.
Yeah,
but
we'd better.
They're
not
as these are more expensive. Mm-hmm. So get these while
yes,
you can.
Yes, these do represent a price increase, although the bottle is now glass
and much more convenient.
Yeah,
these are also
how
plastic.
How is that opening? And I have to play.
These
with These
were not always plastic, you know.
Really?
And they weren't always this small. They used to make very large ones of these in glass. Now, like, and those are gorgeous.
Ooh.
But these are now plastic and smaller, and now they're going away.
All right.
Absolutely going away. What's that?
This Astorbrook nib holder, or book holder. It's a nib book holder.
It's a nib book holder. And now they're in brushed rose.
Brushed rose.
So like they did with the bee. They had the bee in brass.
Brass.
And then they came out with a bee in brushed rose.
Because it
and
needed a friend.
They had the nib in brass, and now they have the nib in brushed rose. I have not used one of these. But you have.
Yes. And
as a thing in your hair?
Tempting. I might try that out.
Yeah.
No, I had one when I was doing my ink reviews. I was using that to prop up
right.
in the book,
the
that,
book
I was,
that, you copy.
That I was copying from. And it was really useful. I never thought that I needed anything like that, but then I used it
well,
and I realized I think I need something like that.
That is very convenient if you're copying and you don't want to... Yeah. When I'm reading a book, I hold it open.
Yeah, I'm
but
holding
if you're copying,
it if I'm reading it.
You can't use your hands to hold it.
Or
perhaps a recipe book.
A recipe book, or if you are taking a picture of your beautiful page of writing and putting it on Instagram.
It will hold it open.
These are not only incredibly Instagrammable and photogenic, but also they just...
It's a nib. Yeah. I mean...
It's so cute.
It's a nib.
And I'd seen the bee before, and I'd seen the brass version of the nib before, but I had never seen them both at the same time because we didn't have them in at the same time. And these are actually quite different. This one is a smaller one. So, you know, this is for your paperbacks, your notebooks, your magazines, things like that.
I wasn't going to mention that because I didn't realize it. I don't think we have any of the regular brass ones in stock right now. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I would have them here to show. You think this is a smaller?
Yeah, this is the inside where it hooks onto the book is a little bit smaller than the B.
The B. I thought you meant from the nib. This is identical to the brass nib, except it's brushed gold. Yeah. We don't know. We'll find out and report back to you. But they're in brushed, what do they call it?
Brushed rose.
Brushed rose.
Brushed rose.
I don't know if they call it brushed rose gold. It's not gold.
Definitely not.
They're calling it brushed rose.
But it is this nice warm hue.
As we were coming in today to film this podcast, something was being delivered that I know nothing about, but you went crazy for.
They're so cute.
These are new Midori letterpress writing sets. Yes. And I have the ones
that come with
full sheets of paper. This is the envelope.
It is. That is such a clever design.
It looks like a cutout, but it isn't. It's just transparent, and you see it. When the envelope is in the, when the paper is in the envelope, here I'll remove half of it.
So there you go.
You can see. I don't know if you can see, but Justin will show you. But you're not as excited about these because this comes with a full sheet of paper.
And that is an intimidating length of letter for me to write.
Right, right. So they come in all sorts of designs, and I must say they're pretty. Mm-hmm.
They are. They are. There's a little kit. There's a kitty cat one.
Well, they have something with cats on it always because cats are popular.
What can I say?
Here's a bunny.
I don't disagree.
Here's some sort of flower and some other flower.
A different kind of flower. This one comes with blue.
And what have you got over there? Because they're completely different.
Yes, these are a completely different setup. This is a smaller shaped piece of paper.
I see. This is what you like because
these are good for quick little notes. I can say
thinking of you.
Dear Eric, how's it going? Sincerely, Steph. Letter written.
You still have to find a stamp. Or, put it in my mailbox.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I think it's illegal.
It is illegal. I shouldn't have told you that. I'm not sure they're enforcing it anymore. But
probably. I don't know.
If we advertise it, they're probably. Anyway, don't do that.
Yeah.
So what's the design there, though?
This one is little cute kitty cats and little houses. They look like sort of row houses or townhomes.
You like them? What's the next one? Fruit?
Yes, we have strawberries, nice and summery. Oops.
Oh, and they come with
like a tracing sheet.
So you can make lines. Okay, that makes sense.
Which is good because I know I am physically incapable of writing in a straight line.
Is that an owl?
Yes. Oh, I think this is my favorite. It's a tough call between this and the kitties.
You're going to have to buy something, aren't you?
Yeah, probably. I can tell. I have already purchased them in my heart.
Well, that is cute. That is very cute.
I've got an owl with little conifers and stumps and mushrooms.
What are you going to use this for, Steph?
I'm going to have to write very short letters.
Very short letters. Yeah. I want that one, maybe write my friend's pen pal back
one of these days.
What is it? Lemons? No.
Just
flowers.
Yellow, just blue flowers with herb.
Let the camera see it.
Blue foliage with yellow accents. I want to see it.
And then there's a bright yellow one over there.
Yes, this one is a happy little color. Bright yellow, more foliage.
These are cute.
Happy, happy.
And I like that they're not rectangular. They have different shapes.
Yeah, I have never seen that.
Receiving one of these would be fun. And sending one would probably be fun as well.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an illegally parked frog? Toad.
Steph.
Eric.
You were not on the last podcast. I don't even know if you saw it. I don't think you have. But we had a contest.
You had a contest?
We had a contest. And the question was, they had to answer in the comment section, do you have a pen that never leaves the house? It was the Do You Have a Pen That Never Leaves the House contest. To enter, they just had to tell us if they did or they didn't and what it was or what it wasn't in the comment section of the last podcast. This was a question that Brian suggested, and it was very good. I will have to make him watch this podcast so he knows the answers.
I take it he has a pen that never leaves the house.
He has so many pens that never leave the house. Although I did ask him, even the ones that never leave the house, they have left for photography. I don't know where they went for that photography, but there are reasons for pens that don't leave your house do occasionally get to leave your house if the reasoning is correct. 55% of people said that they have a pen that would never leave the house.
Interesting.
40% of people said that all the pens can leave the house. So we're pretty evenly
divided. I think I'm in that camp. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to reasons. 5% they could imagine having a pen that would never leave the house. Like, I can imagine when I get my emperor. Oh, see, that's going
to
leave the
house. You graduated to when?
People who said they have pens that never leave the house had various reasons. Sometimes it's a desk pen. That doesn't really make
good sense.
Sometimes a pen is expensive. Sometimes the pen is very difficult to replace. Sometimes it's a fragile pen. Sometimes it has sentimental value, which, of course, is irreplaceable. Some people work from home, so they never go anywhere.
Because yeah, I never leave the house.
I said because I'm a hermit, they never leave the house.
There you go.
So I'll read some comments. Trish W., who began the comment with, "I look forward to the podcast every week." So do we, Trish. Thank you for watching. "I think I have taken all of my pens out at some point. But if they are precious to me, I would protect them in a sleeve and guard them like crazy." Yes, I have a couple of very nice pens that I brought with me today, and each is in its own pen sleeve.
Is that why you brought them with you?
No, I just realized that I wanted to protect them, so I put them in their own sleeve. I do protect them. If I had the emperor, though, that's not going to fit in that sleeve.
Yeah.
I'd have to make its own sleeve.
That would need its own little special carrying case, but...
Greg M. says, "I have no pens that would not leave the house. I have pens that are user pens and collection pens with no intention of using them, but I still want to show both categories to pens to others." And this was a common theme. Pen meets and pen shows and even going to the bar with other pen friends.
Mm-hmm. Same here, Greg.
You want to show them your pens, even if they're pens that don't usually leave the house. Jacob Sampson says, "Many pens stay at home most of the time, but they are all eligible to go to pen meets."
Yes.
And yes, that would be true even if I had an emperor. Would probably be true of a desk pen if I wanted to show the desk pen to other pen people. Marsha L., which was brilliant, Marsha. "I have bought duplicates of a couple fave pens so I could take them out of the house and still have a backup just in case."
There's the one that you lend out to people if they absolutely must use your pen.
We have a winner of last week's contest of a $20 credit to your Anderson Pens account, gift certificate. The winner is Drew, whose comment was, he's talking about my pen. "I interpret the question as, which pens would I not take out and about to use at a cafe or at work, etc. For me, that's the Namiki Emperor, which qualifies for multiple travel restrictions. It's impractically large, it's impractically expensive, and the mirror-like Urushi lacquer is so shiny, I feel like owning it is some kind of test to see if I can prevent it from being marred." Yes.
Oh, I have failed that test already.
I would be very worried about the finish on the pen, but I would probably take it out, especially if I knew it was going to be looked at by people who would appreciate it. But I wouldn't just take it to Starbucks or write in my journal.
Probably not.
Drew, please write to me, eric@andersonpens.com, and we will take care of your $20 credit on your Anderson Pens account. I have a new contest for this week.
Oh, exciting.
My ink of the week for next week is going to be Sailor 50 States, Indiana. We did Wisconsin, and now I'm going to do Indiana because it is the newest one. It's also because it's pink, and I know it was not on your list top five because you did your top five before this one came out. So
yes.
I will do it.
I finished my top five.
In
there
your
was
stead.
Indiana.
So my ink of the week for next week will be Indiana. But after that, I want to do a newly released Sailor Yurameku ink.
Ooh,
but there's eight of them, and they're all interesting. So how to choose, please help me choose. I will remind everyone, because we went over them last week, Brian and I, about the colors. These are the ones that will change colors depending on the paper used and how long they stay on the paper.
Difficult colors to pin down, but really interesting.
You can help me, actually, with the pronunciation. I'm going to say Kyokuya.
Kyokuya?
That's an army green.
All right.
This one I'm going to say Kitsune Biyori.
I think I would, yeah.
You try
it. Kitsune Biyori.
Brick. Which is not a red brick. Not brick red. It's a different color brick.
Reddish brown or?
No, it was gray-ish. It wasn't a red.
Interesting.
Kangyo.
I think I would want to say Kangyao.
Kangyao is lavender. I can say lavender.
That's easy.
This
enough.
One always gave me trouble. Periwinkle. And if you know how to say koi, you probably know how to say yoi.
Yoi.
I'm guessing this is yoi. It's a colorful black and Brian and I looked at it, and it actually had some colors in
there. Yeah, I think.
You think you agree?
I do think I agree. Okay. I'm trying to visualize all of these colors. And
Byakuya. Byakuya is a muted purple-gray. See, this descriptions, I need to see them.
Byakuya.
Seki is mauve. Itasora is a blue-leaning gray. That's exactly how Sailor describes it. Blue-leaning gray. And Amamaoyoi. You try it. Which is an olive, olive color. So Justin has showed everyone the colors once again. Which one would you like to see? Not next week, for the week after.
By which point I might have finished trying to pronounce Amamoyoi.
We'll let you practice. But yeah, help me decide, and then I'll do it. That'll be if you comment below with your suggestion, you're automatically entered to win the random drawing for a $20 gift certificate credit to your Anderson Penns account. So let me know. It is Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of May, and Y Studio told us that we could talk about these new pens.
Oh, we can talk about them now.
On the 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo. They didn't say Cinco de Mayo.
Thank
they said
goodness.
The 5th of May. We do not have them yet in our hot little hands, but...
But they are so pretty.
They look pretty in the pictures. Mm-hmm. Justin will show you pictures, and I'll tell you all about them. They are the Y Studio Glamour, or Glamour, if you like, ooh, Evolve Bi-Hex Rollerballs. The Y Studio Glamour Evolve Bi-Hex Rollerballs feature a 12-sided aluminum barrel and cap and are available in colors referred to as Absinthe, Blue, Gin, and Marsala. Blue Gin is one color, by the way. Absinthe features a cap and barrel in soothing sage green and is accented by a pink barrel end. Blue Gin features a cap and barrel in soft blue and is accented by an orange barrel end. Marsala features a cap and barrel in bright red and is accented by a gold-colored barrel end. All versions have a hinged brass clip and brass section. The assorted color combinations work well and complete the concept of a fresh take on a classic pen. The scalene double hexagon design means that the 12 faceted sides alternate between wide and narrow strips. Very interesting. That's what they told me it means, and I read it.
Excellent.
The packaging is also worth noting with color matching box and geometric designs. I kind of like them. And wasn't I just saying I need a rollerball?
That's true. That's true. And the boxes are really, really, really pretty.
The pictures make everything look cool.
The
boxes, all three colors, in the pictures, I'd have trouble choosing.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough call. I think I like the Marsala because the name makes me hungry.
They'll be here soon, and then I'll get to choose. But I do need a rollerball, and this might be it.
Hey.
I like aluminum.
Yeah, there have been so many gorgeous Y Studio pens.
I said I need a rollerball. I like aluminum, the 12-sided. They're faceted. I like that too.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give it a try. And that's all we've got. Why don't you read that line there?
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time for more talk about pens, inks, and paper.
You can check us out on social media as Anderson Pens. I understand there's a store in Chicago?
There is a store in Chicago. It's on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton, and it is open 7 days a week.
But does it have a website?
It does. You can find them at chicago.andersonpens.com.
Please like this video and consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. Thank you very much. See you next time. Bye.